This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Cooper Cargill Chant. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of Super Lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by Mazelle Spiller and Haley Parent, and we're talking about Green Mountain Conservation Group and a number of things they have going on this month. Most prominently, this coming Saturday, they're going to have a winter potluck featuring a history of logging in New Hampshire with live music, and that will be 4 till 7 this Saturday evening at Green Mountain Conservation Group. For more information anytime, you can go to gmcg.org. That's gmcg.org. Mazelle and Haley, thank you both for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
So why don't we talk a little bit about Green Mountain Conservation Group, since we are covering a number of events that they're going to be covering, and we'll go from there.
Yes, for anyone out there who hasn't learned about GMCG, we are a nonprofit charitable membership foundation formed in 1997. Our mission is to protect our shared water resources, particularly in the Ossipee Aquifer, which happens to be New Hampshire's largest stratified drift aquifer, providing fresh water to the towns of Eaton, Effingham, Freedom, Ossipee, Madison, Sandwich, and Tamworth. Our motto is healthy water, healthy communities, and the tools to accomplish our mission are research, education, advocacy, and land conservation. This is a special event to help bring people to our conservation group, and hopefully we'll meet new people in the community and introduce them to what we do at GMCG. And it will be presented by Dick Fortin, and he will have tools from the era and a slide presentation with historical photos. And we will also have live music by Jeff Warner, and he'll be playing banjo music in the style of 19th century New England.
So this is all going down this coming Saturday from 4 till 7 in the evening at Green Mountain Conservation Group. The food, as mentioned, is potluck, and people are actually encouraged to bring 19th century food.
That's correct, yes. If you can find inspiration online from anything that would have been served in a 19th century logging camp, that would be super fun. But yeah, we're trying to have something in the theme of 19th century New England.
And that way everything could kind of be comprehensive. Like that, the live music is going to be featuring 19th century New England music.
Correct.
Awesome.
Folk music, banjo.
Folk music, banjo. On top of that, there's going to be the presentation, which will be covering the history of logging in New Hampshire. Very cool. So it's a winter potluck featuring a history of logging in New Hampshire with live music, and you are encouraged to bring 19th century food to this potluck if you can. It's happening this Saturday, 4 till 7 at Green Mountain Conservation Group. For more information on that, you can go to gmcg.org. That's gmcg.org. Another thing that Green Mountain Conservation Group has going on is we have a Trout in the Classroom class that will be coming up.
Yes. So Green Mountain is part of Trout in the Classroom, which is a nationwide program. So typically students in grades 4 through 7 will get the opportunity to raise trout in their own classroom from eggs to fry, and then they release them into a local approved water body. So this is a great program that's done in conjunction with New Hampshire Fish and Game and sometimes some Trout Unlimited volunteers. So we end up going into the classrooms and we do educational presentations on trout biology and just aquatic ecosystems, and teach the kids about their water quality and their water health, and then what it means to raise a trout in their classroom and then release it into the wild. So it's a really fun program for the students, and we are kind of a liaison between New Hampshire Fish and Game and the hatcheries to bring the eggs to their classroom and help the students raise the trout.
So what type of classrooms are we targeting with this? Is this going to be high school level? Is this going to be middle school? Or
a little bit all over the place. So today, actually, we're going to be going into a fourth grade classroom at Freedom. But in last week, we were doing some presentations at Sandwich and Tamworth, and those were 6th and 7th graders. So kind of all across the board. Throughout the country, they do it from younger to older ages, and there's all different lessons that they can learn depending on their age group and what math and science levels they're at. So all different activities. But we are focusing on the schools in the area that are typically 4th to 7th graders.
So if you're just tuning in, it's the Green Mountain Conservation Group. They have a number of events going on this month. A winter potluck featuring a history of logging in New Hampshire with live music will be happening this Saturday from 4 till 7 in the evening. That will be at Green Mountain Conservation Group. They also have the Trout in the Classroom program, which will be educating kids more about trout.
Yeah. And water quality.
And for more information on either of these events, you can go to gmcg.org. That's gmcg.org. There's also the Get Wet program,
Yes. And
that's going to be on Saturday, the 26th of this month. So what is WET? What does this stand for?
So Get WET is Groundwater Education Through Water Evaluation and Testing. It's a pretty big acronym. And this is a program that was started at the University of Maine. And Green Mountain, our education coordinator, Tara Schroeder, has picked it up and kind of run with it in the classrooms in the area. So essentially, students get to bring in a sample of their own well water, and we help them test it for six basic parameters. So they learn about water chemistry and the actual health of their water, their well water. So it's really exciting. And they also learn GIS skills, so geographic information system skills, and they'll map where their water was in relation to the watershed. So it's a really great educational opportunity for the students. So that training on Saturday is to get volunteers that want to be involved in going to the classrooms with us and helping the students test their water, because we often get really big groups of students that have to do all these different testing procedures on their water. So if you want to be a part of this program and help volunteer, that's when you could come on Saturday the 26th to learn how to be a volunteer for that program.
Is it harder to do that type of work in the winter with the ice freezing over the lakes and rivers, or is that something that doesn't bother you guys?
I don't think this one is for well water, so
Oh, okay. Yeah,
it doesn't, right? But we do our river sampling monthly in the winter as well. Our water quality coordinator is the main coordinator for that program, and we are still out there sampling the rivers in the winter, so we aren't too shy away from the weather. But yeah,
you have like some sort of ice pick to like get through that ice, or?
If it's completely frozen over, those are the sites that we won't sample, but we do have waterproof gloves and just dressing really warmly.
Brooks and streams and tributaries that feed Ossipee Lake tend to not be frozen, so there are plenty of sites still to test.
The moving water will keep it from freezing.
Right.
So it's the Green Mountain Conservation Group. They're going to have a winter potluck featuring a history of logging in New Hampshire with live music from the 19th century, and you're encouraged to bring food from the 19th century. That will be this coming Saturday, 4 till 7 in the evening at Green Mountain Conservation Group. They're also going to have a Trout in the Classroom program going on throughout this month, and the Get Wet program will be signing up people who are interested Saturday, January 26th. For more information on any of these, go to gmcg.org. That's gmcg.org. Mazelle and Haley, any final thoughts before we go?
Yes, I would also like to invite the public to our annual meeting, Saturday, March 2nd at Camp Cody in Freedom. And info for that is also on our website.
So there you go, gmcg.org for more information. That's Mazelle Spiller and Haley Parent from the Green Mountain Conservation Group. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Cooper Cargill Chant. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of super lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com.